Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cake Sawville. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is our good friend Chris Russell, the Rooster, 106.7 The Fan's Redskins insider. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Hello, Chris. Rooster. You know what? We were kicking around something earlier, and let's get your personal opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you most excited to see come the regular season? If you had to pick one, we were doing a whole big Antonio Gandy Golden thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they've got Antonio Gibson, Chase Young in terms of the rookies. What are you most looking forward to?
Just purely rookies now?
No, doesn't have to be purely rookies.
I mean, obviously, the easy one is Chase Young, right? Let's start with that one. But I'll keep it with the rookie theme because I'm not really excited to see a whole lot of the other veterans outside of, like, the typical, you know, oh, Matt Ioannidis. Well, okay, whatever. I mean, that's 6-7 sacks, and that's a hardworking guy who's turned something into nothing or nothing into something. I would – the guy that I'm most intrigued by of the veterans is J.D. McKissic, and I don't know why I'm doing this to myself because I'm fearing a letdown – but I'm chomping at the bit to see how they can use him as a third down back, split out wide, split in the slot, running routes all over the place like he used to in with Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll's offense in Seattle. From a veteran perspective, I think that's the guy I'm most intrigued by. From a rookie perspective, outside of, again, non-Chase Young division,
but it can be Chase Young. Why can't it be Chase Young?
Well, because that's easy. You know, like okay, well, we're all excited to see that guy, right? I mean, if he's anything close to what he's been built up, I guess I would just peel back the curtain and just say, Antonio, you mentioned one of the Antonios. I love that this team doubled down. Antonio Gibson is the guy that I'm also most intrigued by.
Yeah.
And I mentioned McKissic. I wonder if they can get McKissic and Antonio Gibson at times on the field at the same time. Again, using one of them split out wide or in the slot as your traditional slot receiver if you want to give Steven Sims a break or whatever, and one of them in the backfield or both of them in the backfield. To me, I think the creativity that Scott Turner here can come up with is really intriguing to me.
See, I think Turner's going to love the fact that Gibson wasn't just a running back and wasn't just a slot receiver. He can just line up anywhere in the formation. You're not going to be sure what you're going to get out of him on any given play.
And the same thing for McKissic. I mean, listen, again, maybe I'm overrating versatility and this whole Swiss Army knife kind of thing, but I think you can do a lot of creative. And I would expect, boys, a lot more of the, you know, we've seen the evolution of the jet sweeps and the jet sweep motion. You know, where you get the guy running behind the quarterback, if he's directly under center or in between the quarterback, if he's in pistol or whatever. That's what I'm looking more forward to. More of that and more, as people call it in the NFL, and I probably call it too much, eye candy stuff, stuff that Kansas City, Philadelphia, and those type of teams have been running for years, that Jay Gruden was kind of like working into the mix, but not really enough. Now they have more speed. They have more weapons. They have more gadgets. They have more guys that you don't know exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And if Scott Turner is anywhere close to being creative, which I hope and I think he is, he's going to be able to dial some of that stuff up. That's what's got me excited.
Chris, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm looking at J.D. McKissick's career stats. He's been in the league for 4 years, so 3 years with the Seahawks and one with Detroit. He has 402 total yards rushing. And he has 515 total yards receiving. How can you be that excited about this guy?
Hey, he's been a bit player, JP. He might get more run here in D.C.
And that's exactly. Now, he had some injuries in Seattle, right? And, you know, I mean, listen, again, I could be overrating him. I'm just talking about the people that I've talked to and what I've seen on tape and what I remember, you know, again, how they used him more in Seattle than as much in Detroit. And I think, when you look at, he's going to be the primary, again, third down back, which doesn't mean he only plays on third down, but that means he's going to primarily be in on third down and other usages. So I think he's going to be used more. I think he's coming into his own. I think he's, he was somebody they sought out, JP, to kind of, again, be that versatile. You want to use, again, Swiss Army knife type
weapon.
Hey,
look, you might be right, Chris. You might be right. I just see at the beginning of the season, we were talking about this. So you're going to have no preseason, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That means Geis more than likely is going to be healthy. He's going to get the bulk of the carries. Adrian Peterson's going to get some. They got a bunch of guys back there. My thought on McKissick is he might be the third down back, but is he going to be better than what Chris Thompson was? I doubt it.
I think he's going to be better than Chris was the last couple of years, even when Chris was on the field, because Chris was still never 100% right. That's where I think, and I understand what you're saying. I mean, listen, I'm talking about a guy, you know, I guess I could have just answered Geis. Well, I'm excited to see. I don't know if Geis is going to last more than a game, right? I mean, Adrian Peterson, how, like, he's been great for them, but how excited can we all be about 35-year-old Adrian Peterson, right?
Hey, I shouldn't crush you. I asked you a question.
No. I'm just trying to.
That
yeah. I'm just trying to go off the board a little bit, you know?
Here's a question for you, and I'm going to ask it in kind of a roundabout way. I'll get to it. But who is the star of Ozark, Chris Russell? Do you know who the star is?
I've seen one episode. Jeez, what's the guy's name?
Jason Bateman.
Oh, yeah, that
guy. And I'm going to ask you, what do you know about Terry Bateman? Because you worked for the Redskins for 6 years. Maybe you know a little something about him. He's the guy who they hired back to be the executive VP and chief marketing officer.
Yeah. Apparently he loves working for Dan Snyder. This is his third go-round.
I know. I like that hook. listen, I don't – if I met Terry Bateman, I don't remember it, which is very odd that I that I wouldn't remember something like that. Okay, so when I was in the building 2010 through 2015 every day, I don't believe he had any official capacity at all or unofficial capacity. He was not regularly in the building. It wasn't like, oh, this is Terry Bateman. Watch out for this guy or, you know, whatever. That was not the case, okay? So let me start there. He, from everything I know about this guy, he is a nicer version of some of the people that have been disposed of in the last week in terms of leadership, in terms of, a guy that is going to come in and run all of this stuff. But he is, from what, again, multiple people that I've talked to in the last 24 hours and even before, he's not a guy that you want to, like, kind of put your trust in and have faith in that this organization is going the right direction. And
why? What do you mean by that?
Well, because from what I've been told by, again, several different people that know him much more better than I, he won't yell at people. He won't scream at people. He won't harass people like, again, Mitch Gershman and all those guys will. But he'll basically let somebody else do the dirty work for him, essentially. And he is, as one described it to me, kind of, what's the right way I can spin this? Just kind of slimy. is the best way I could probably put it.
So you don't have a favorable view of this guy from what you've heard.
You know, again, from what I've heard from multiple people, this guy is not somebody that you can trust and put faith in long term.
Would you label him as a backstabber? I don't know this. I don't know him from Adam. I've never met this person.
I don't know if backstabber is fair based on the characterizations that I've gotten, but okay. I would also say this. I don't think Ron is going to be on board with this guy. This is more opinion than knowledge. Ron didn't bring him here, obviously. And right. Ron doesn't know him from anything. So while Ron's going to be relieved to have stuff taken off of his plate because he's had a burden like you wouldn't believe, as we all know, what I have to wonder is if Ron bristles at anything Terry Bateman is doing, or if there becomes this system where Terry Bateman is essentially the conduit to Dan Snyder a la Bruce Allen. And then there becomes this divide between the football division and the front office division, or the politics, if you will, of the building. I think that could cause some friction because, again, Ron did not bring this guy here. I would have been much, much, much happier if they could have found somebody that was a known to be a really good person and not with a checkered past like Bateman. And I'm not saying he's a bad person. I don't know him. And there's probably some positives to him that, again, some other people have whispered to me and mentioned.
What were some of the positives?
Well, I think the biggest positive is that he doesn't abuse people and treat people like garbage, which is what
meant. That's a positive in the business world.
When you combine, like, you know, look, I love Larry. You know, let me back up. I'm appreciative for what Larry did for me. Okay, mm-hmm. in my career. But you know, Larry had some issues. Mitch Gershman. And I detailed this in a recent post. Mitch Gershman and I had a very, very, very tough past. You know, like when I would say, hey, in 2014, the Redskins are led by bad people. Well, you know what? He attacked me one time at MetLife Stadium in the press box and yelled at me and screamed at me and berated me. And you know what? He can go kick rocks.
How do you handle that? When he did that, how did you handle it?
I just bit my tongue and I said, Mitch, you're full of crap. You don't know what you're talking about. And he was one of the bad people that I was talking about.
And he knew
But I said that on their own damn postgame show, and that's why I got fired eventually. You know, listen, you guys know me. Sometimes I have to bite my tongue a little bit. But you know, like you guys know me. I I've heard from 150 people over the last week and a half. I mean, there are so many things that haven't come out yet, and so many things that we're all trying to piece together behind the scenes. And I'm not trying to grandstand or anything like that, as I was accused of by Chad. I'm not trying to do any of that stuff. Okay. What I'm trying to say is that building had a toxic, and I've told you guys this, and I know I've said it on the station 1,000 times. That building had a toxic culture, and toxic culture is light. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was bad. It was really bad. It always was bad. And it was not conducive to winning football games. And that's large, by and large, why they did not win football games. Because
Rooster, is a pit of vipers an apt description of Redskins Park and the Redskins front office? Does that work?
Works for me. Works for me. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble here, boys. If this is the last time we talk on the air, hopefully you guys need like a glorified personal assistant. I'll bring your coffee and bagels next week when I get fired.
You're not working for the Redskins any longer. I don't think you have to worry.
No. I might not be working for the station any longer.
Hey, what do you make of these crazy like Capri Bibbs stories?
Yeah.
Do you have a relationship with Capri at all?
I don't because 2018 I was kind of really in and out. I was I know him a little, so I don't want to pretend like and Capri. I listened to the whole interview. I wrote some of the most sordid quotes. Obviously I've heard some of that stuff. I did not hear everything.
Did he allude to Dan having, like, girlfriends over there or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said 100, I'm forgetting the exact quote, but he was asked if he, essentially, he was asked if Dan was involved in sordid sexual activity or, you know, illicit behavior sexually. And he said 100% yes, 110%.
Have you heard that from anybody else besides him?
Not specifically. I mean, there's always been, you know, there's always been like
nothing concrete, just rumors.
Yeah, exactly. There's always been like, how could a man that powerful not be doing, you know, something, you know, else, but never anything.
Nobody
concretely.
Had any evidence.
No. And I don't know where that rumor about the guy that hung himself, what's his name?
It's not hung himself. Cakes has told us this.
No,
years.
It's Valdez. This is Valdez's.
Oh, I thought it was a Cakes thing.
No, he hanged himself.
Yes, hanged. Oh, people are objects are hung. People are hanged.
Oh, okay. Well, the guy that he hanged himself. I am not Mr. Grammar.
I don't even know who you're referring to.
I forgot.
Nobody does.
The guy's name like late last week. I forgot. Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
You're so out of the just. He's so into the Redskins loop. That
oh, you're talking about, yeah, I didn't put it, Jeffrey I didn't give any
Epstein.
Credence to those rumors.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard the name Jeffrey Epstein in any way connected to Dan Snyder or the Redskins until literally last Thursday.
Okay,
so
but
I have no idea.
Were you at least aware of who Jeffrey Epstein was? Like, it's one thing to not know who Jason Bateman is, because I know you don't really watch shows like Ozark.
Yo, Rooster, it's not that, he's not that important. It's,
yeah. Well, listen, boys, I've been working like 18 hours a day for the last month. This team, you know, drives you to drink and I'm not allowed to drink anymore. So, I've got to find a way to get some more time away.
You need a vacation, Russell?
I need a lot of things. I need to come over to your house, EB, and use your damn hot tub. Just nobody
in the hot tub.
Just nobody can see me. I mean, I can't do that to your poor family.
You can wear a t-shirt. That's fine. Okay. Right?
Yeah, all right, Russell, we got to run.
All right, thank you, guys.
Good stuff as always.
Russell good Media, have you, Rooster. That interview was all over the place, and I loved it. That's what I love about you. You know, it was all over the place.
I
love it.
Start giving Russell a break.
What do you mean?
I mean, just he's overworked.
Yeah. Can we send him on? He needs a vacation.
Yeah, he needs that Bermuda thing.
Yeah,
exactly. Because I feel like any time he gets off, he's like driving to Ohio or something to see his poor kids.
Right.
You know, like, I don't feel like he ever just like relaxes.
He never chills. There's no chill.
Does he ever go to the beach and get his toes in the sand?
I hope so. Like, we need to make that happen.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to weigh in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, Byron Kerr, Masson's Nationals reporter, will join us as we preview the upcoming season. Scherzer set to pitch on opening day in 2 days against the New York Yankees.
It's amazing.
Right now, though, we're going to open up the entertainment page, which is brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. You can enter the code JUNKIES, and you get 15% off at wavesoda.com.
I'm enjoying
nice.
Apple this morning.
I would be, but I'm fresh out. So my man needs to take care of your boy. Get a couple cases over here. I
hear that cry for help. I hear the plea.
Yeah. Well, you can't send it to the station.
No.
There's all those monsters over there like Valdez and Drabby.
No. Whoa. Don't blame us. You got to come get it first. You're going to come to the station, pick up your soda.
No. I mean, it's fine. They got to send it to my crib.
That's a real squeaker move. If you drive the DC. No. Now,
I could see Jason doing it.
Soda. It's great. Yeah. But are you going to drive into D.C. to pick it up?
No.
That's the question.
No. All right, this is a really weird story. I don't even know how to do it. I'm not even quite sure I understand this, other than it's just like some sort of like hippie parenting trick or something. But like George Stephanopoulos and his wife, Allie Wentworth, who apparently is famous. I don't know why she's famous. They call her a comedian. She, you ever seen her?
Was she in Living Color?
I don't know.
I feel like she was one of the few white people in Living Color.
I think one of her acting credits, I believe she was in Office Space.
She was in Office Space? Okay, yes. So she's an actress. They refer to her as a comedian here. Who knows? But I think she's being serious. She, you know, maybe we're just all being goofed on here, and this is not a real story.
Right.
But the story, according, this is on Newsbusters, which I don't even know if that's a real, is that even a real site?
Newsbusters?
JP does have a track record for some, like, weird websites.
So I don't even know if this is real or not.
Who are you going to call?
But they're claiming that these two
I ain't afraid of that headline.
Wentworth claims that she watches porn with her kids as a way to just I maybe demystify it and also explain to them that the women are being exploited here.
Now, she didn't say, I don't know how old the kids are, because I think she said they're already watching it anyway.
So maybe they're 17, teenagers? 19 or something. Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine they're 5 and 9. You know,
I think I'm wrong on In Living Color, by the way. I think it's a chick that looks like Allie Wentworth. Who was one that remember?
Well, I don't think she was like a fly girl or anything.
No, not a fly girl.
I will say, though, that the story where your mom is sitting you down to watch porn with you, that sounds like a porno.
All right, I've got the ages.
That's like something Drabby would be in.
I've got the ages.
That sounds like a scenario for a porn.
I've got the ages of the daughters. They're 18 and 15. It's still completely crazy.
Yeah.
But the story it's not like she's watching it with 7-year-olds.
She says, she goes, oh, look at them. They're performing. And she says she wants them to know that in porn, women have been conditioned to look and act a certain way. And it's dangerous to have guys see them as something that women want. So I don't know. So it's her kind of like, dare I say, sort of her hippie way of raising her kids. I don't know. I don't know how you handle that.
And by the way, you're going to kill me for the website. It was linked from Drudge. I'm not saying that everything from Drudge is legit, but I saw the headline on Drudge, clicked on it, thought it was an interesting story, sent it in the email last night.
Do you know what the interesting thing about Drudge is?
I didn't say EB had to lead off with it.
It's titillating.
I want to say it was like the 7th one on my EP list.
No, it's titillating. And Pumble's Tenet's release date.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But the interesting thing about Drudge is the rumor is that he actually sold the site because it's taken a sort of an editorial 180. You know, it used to be sort of very pro-conservative. Now it's just like it's just taken a completely different tact. And the word on the street is he's quietly sold that. And you could imagine how much he sold that for. Because that is one of the most, if not the most, downloaded websites on the internet. And, you know, it's such an ugly, dumb site. But, yeah.
I haven't seen Drudge Report on my computer screen in maybe ever. Yeah. Well, it's been at least 15 years.
Mean, it gets, it used to anyway, get a ridiculous
amount of
hits. I don't
do Drudge Report. I don't do Reddit. I'm sure I have some big, gigantic blind spots. But
yeah. Well, in the last 24 hours, because it always keeps the amount of visits, it's had over 26 million hits.
I think in like around an election or something, it'll do like 100 million in a day. You know, something crazy like that. All right, there are a couple.
But by the way, I thought he chimed in. I think that those are rumors, and maybe those rumors are to be true. But I thought he chimed in that those are bogus rumors.
My understanding in the last week or so is that there's reason to believe he has sold it, but maybe not. Lindsey Vonn is in the news, and this girl, she's retired, but she knows how to stay newsworthy, doesn't she, Valdez? She and Liz Hurley, by the way, also in the news with the new selfie.
Liz Hurley's story will never escape you.
No. Well, I mean, all she has to do is make a post, and it goes viral. And it's just her, like, laying down on the grass. That's the Liz Hurley one. This one with Lindsey Vonn is, I got to tell you, I've never been particularly enamored with Lindsey Vonn. But
you were after looking at those pictures.
This video is ridiculous. Have you seen the video, Cakes, where she's going swimming with the dog?
I have not.
All right, here. I'm going to send
her
this
pool's
over.
Pool's not above ground, by the way.
Yeah. She doesn't have a Valdez. She doesn't have a Valdez. Let me see. I'm gonna put it right here in the Hangout.
She put it on her Instagram page.
Yeah, but I'm
then,
just going to put Cakes, there you go. It's on the Hangout. Michael just click Phelps on that link. All right.
By the way, Valdez's dad doesn't need his pool anymore. All he's doing is watching my Hulu with my account. That's how he's spending all of his free time.
All right. Do you see the video there, Cakes?
I'm clicking Rick.
She's wearing the... By the way, who wears like a black thong just by herself at her house? Right. I guess somebody's holding the camera. Maybe it's her boyfriend.
Is she still dating P.K. Subban?
Yes, I think so. This is her L.A. crib. I mean, it looks ridiculous. But not as ridiculous as her butt. Look at that case. Look at that butt on that girl. And she's posted this on her Instagram, and it's her just goofing around swimming with the dog. It's just an excuse to show off her butt in the little thong bikini.
And it's thirsty also pit. it's also a real estate flex. Don't think it isn't.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's a butt flex and also a my life is better than yours flex.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe women wear that bikini. Swimming around the house.
I mean, literally, yeah, she just at her house. She's covering none of the buns right there, Valdez. There's literally not one part of her cheeks that are being covered.
It can't be comfortable. It looks like she has a wedgie.
Yeah. But she doesn't care. And she, by the way, she has the... Oh, she set that camera up by herself. Did you see that? Because she turns it off. So she just propped the phone up on like a chair... Like some sort of probably something from Offenbacher's, and then she dives.
I like how you work the plug in?
Well, yeah, well, it's high quality furniture.
Valdez forced me to say that. He told me he would dump it, so I did it. Yeah. I need to reconnect with Valdez. I feel like his zing whispering has been off of late, and even though that was a little bit racy, I felt like I had to do it.
Right.
So my apologies.
Anyway, Valdez sent me. I think, did you not send me this via my DMs or something yesterday?
No,
my...
I tagged you in because I follow Lindsey Vonn, shockingly.
Right.
and
should I follow her?
Of course you should.
How are you not already?
And well, because I don't really do that.
She posted it, and I saw it within 30 minutes of that post. Then I immediately tagged EB. And Drab, and I quoted, and I said, she's a fun girl. That's Eric's go-to line.
Does your phone get a notification whenever she posts Valdez?
No.
No, but maybe you should. Yeah. Do I follow Liz Hurley? I don't even know if I do. Maybe I should. I should just start. I mostly just follow, like, friends, but maybe I should be following
her
all these celebs.
Her cheeks are just out.
Right?
It has a 500,000 views. By the way,
does it?
Yeah,
it's her just jumping in the pool. No, I don't follow Liz Hurley. All right.
Yeah, you need to rectify that immediately.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have to kind of like depersonalize my Instagram, just make it all celebs. Why not, Cakes?
Sure, you only live go around once.
Speaking of,
are you following Cakes Flops? Cakes Flops. Come on, EB, give me a follow. Get those followers
He's a terrible follow. He doesn't put anything out there.
Follow him.
I don't post it.
Maybe he'll put a new picture of a beer can somewhere.
Maybe I will.
I am following Cakes Flops.
Yeah, there we go.
He's got a little baby little alligator here or something.
Yeah, see?
How big is that? That was tiny.
That was like a foot, maybe a foot and a half.
Were you still a little bit weirded out by it though?
No, because I was on a deck and there was a gate.
Would you have gone down there and like picked it up?
No.
How much for you to do that?
Well, first of all, you would get arrested. I mean, or you could get arrested because you can't harass alligators in the state of South Carolina. I wouldn't pick that up. That thing is definitely sharp teeth. No, thank you. Even though it's tiny, it can definitely bite.
I've watched some of these guys on Naked and Afraid. They tackle those little things. I mean, you know, maybe it's like a 4, 6, or 8 footer.
I'm not on a Bahamian island that's 120 degrees. Okay, right. I was on an American island that was 100 degrees, where I didn't have the need to tackle a big giant reptile.
Right. Hey, can can I come back? I still have more EP.
There's
actually some good stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Give us a good tease.
You know that guy, isn't that guy Logic? Doesn't he have like Maryland ties? Is he from Montgomery County?
He's from Gaithersburg.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's actually in the news. He's got another album out, but I think he's retired, but he's getting into something else. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. So, you remember that story? It's not really Hollywood related. But that the judge whose son was blown away in New Jersey, and then their husband was also shot.
Yep.
Apparently, I guess they found the guy that did it. He killed himself. This guy, Roy Den Hollander, is some like psycho attorney who is like big against like anti-feminist, like almost like a woman hater or something. And I guess he didn't like some of these rulings. He had had a case in front of this judge before, and he went in, and I guess he maybe killed another lawyer or somebody over in California on July 11th. And his bit was he dressed up as a FedEx driver, you know, completely take you, you know, you're not, you know, I guess you just take you by surprise. Right. Yeah, you're not suspicious. And he blew away that guy, and then he blew away this kid who just graduated from high school, I think.
He's like,
I think he actually was at the Catholic.
Yeah.
I think he actually went to Catholic. And then he blew
Catholic,
away the...
it was a high school. I thought it was a high school.
No, no. I think he's a Catholic University student.
I think Catholic University
he's
20. Student.
He's 20 years old.
Yeah. And then he, I guess he killed himself 2 hours away. Mm. But how? Apparently he had cancer. And he had been ranting online that life doesn't matter anymore. He's got this metastatic cancer. And I guess he was just going to go out in a, you know, blaze of glory. I mean, just unbelievable. The worst story you could ever read.
I mean, what a selfish,
what a psycho.
Selfish a-hole. I mean, like, to take away a 20-year-old kid, you know, for innocent. Kids just answering
completely
the door.
Innocent.
Yeah, I mean, it's just awful.
Well, they're all innocent, right? Yeah. All these guys.
Right.
And apparently he had some sort of hit list or something. They say he shot this attorney, Mark Angelucci. I'm not sure. Did he kill the guy or not? He may have. But just an awful story.
And what a coward that dude is.
He said in an email to reporters in January that he was painfully dying from metastasized cancer. And nothing matters anymore. And he went out and I guess to kill his enemies. So just a horrible, horrible end to that story yesterday. And you can't just feel so bad for the judge and for losing her son. And hopefully the husband recovers. Just a terrible story. All right. So we mentioned Logic, that guy Logic, and was he ever nominated for like a Grammy or something? Apparently he's had like a 10-year music career, Cakes. Who would know? And he announced his
retirement.
He announced his retirement recently. I'm trying to get the story right in front of me. I can't find it right this second.
Isn't he young? Why is he hanging?
I don't know.
Up?
He's putting out his last album, I guess. But he's signed a deal with Twitch now.
Okay.
So do you have the Logic song? I was asking Valdez. Probably a little late to find a radio edit.
I think I have one. This had 60 million views on Logic's YouTube page. It's called Homicide. It features Eminem, too.
Right.
He's 30, by the way.
I had never heard the song. And Derek is not a big Logic fan either. So he couldn't
60 million views on YouTube. Apparently, he's got a bunch of followers, like, you know, on Instagram and everything, you know, like millions.
He's had I don't think that's his most popular song.
I don't think that is either.
I just went by most views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one he had that was super popular.
Yeah, it was mainstream.
I can't remember what it was. But nevertheless, I guess he's getting married or it's his second wife or something. They're having a child, and he says it's time to hang up the rap career, to be a dad. But he's apparently signed a deal with Twitch where they're going to pay him, they say, seven figures to just once a week stream playing video games, doing like Ask Me Anythings, maybe some studio sessions, and you just hang out with Logic on Twitch. Man, they're paying $1 million.
The Twitch has the deep pockets.
Isn't that like a Jason Derulo move?
I don't know. Is that what he does?
Doesn't Jason Derulo do a lot of stuff on Twitch?
I wish we had Drab here because I think are the Big O and Dukes guys doing stuff on Twitch now? I think that's the way you do.
I'm pretty sure they do. They do a video broadcast.
Right. And what is it? Is Twitch something where you have to be a subscriber or you just can donate? Because I've watched poker guys on Twitch.
No, you don't.
And you just kind of donate.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to
subscribe to it. It's not like a service like Spotify.
Right. But I mean, are there like member benefits? Maybe you get more access or something. Yeah. If you're. I know this. I watch some of the poker guys, and they'll give shout-outs to people when they donate.
Yeah, you can subscribe to people, and they give you benefits like being able to access their exclusive groups and
right,
chats
their exclusive
like
content.
That. Yeah, yeah.
You're big on Twitch, aren't you, Darius? I can tell.
I'm into it a little bit.
Yeah. So I watch some gamers
and stuff like that.
Is Logic's most famous song like the one about the phone number?
Yes.
That's the only one I really know is that.
Yeah, about like a suicide hotline or something?
Yes.
What is that one?
I see it as 1-800-273-8255. That seems to be a weird title for a
Doesn't
song.
Doesn't seem very catchy to me.
Maybe that's it.
It's not catchy, but I think that might be it. The suicide hotline thing.
See if you can find that one, Valdez.
That was immensely popular. That everybody knew.
And I want to say.
But you know what? I respect him. If Twitch is going to pay him 7 figures, by my math, that's a minimum $1 million just to do a few AMAs and to watch him playing like Call of Duty. I mean, sounds like a great deal.
Maybe that's where we'll put our future podcast, as our radio career is just tanking.
Yeah,
maybe
who
knows? That's where we'll ultimately end up.
You never know where the final frontier is going to be, EB.
Yeah, I think Twitch. Don't know. Could be Twitch. We got to talk to Ross.
We gotta talk to Ross. Yeah.
Gotta talk to Ross.
You know what? I guarantee you, he doesn't know what Twitch is. Like, his eye might twitch, and he knows what the word means.
Yeah, but he's a little old school.
He doesn't know what it means in regards to live streaming.
Did you connect him with Pete Medhurst, EB?
Oh, I need to do that.
He slept on it.
Yeah,
I was
going to
text him, but
why
was
I going to do it?
Said.
Why was I going
to
do
it? Because we're lobbying for him to take over Larry Michaels' job.
Oh, for Larry's spot. Yeah. Okay. I'll do that. I'll do that for Pete, of course. Although Pete now is leaving the show. Pete's working noon to 6. But I still like him.
Of course we all like Pete.
I was thinking maybe the friendship's over now. It's just,
oh, we love Pedro. Oh.
No, I'll like do that. I'm kidding, of course.
You act like you're having him over to your house on a regular basis.
Let me see. What else is out there that I want to get into here for the old EP? Did you find the song, Valdez? All right. Yeah, this is the one. I've been on a low, I've been taking my time. You heard this a million times. I feel like I'm out of my mind. It feel like my life ain't mine. Who can relate? Woo! How many hits did this one have on YouTube, Valdez?
I don't know. I had to find a clean one. So I don't know. I have to look at Logic's official page to see the views. I know it's less than 60 million.
Yeah.
Hurting.
This is impressive.
I actually got sized for this song.
Because all you do is think about death.
This is like a world premiere for me. This is my first listen, first spin.
Is that right? Do you never listen to just like the pop channels, Cakes? You're like a pop guy. That was a mainstream crossover song.
Not in my world, it wasn't.
Well, you really?
Correct.
I stand corrected. Darius just told me it had 385 million views.
Oh, there you go. More than 60 million by my math.
Dude.
Yeah,
I had no idea he was that big of an artist. That even he has nub songs that get 60 million views.
Dude's got a big career.
That's unbelievable.
Now he's just twitching. Left and right.
There's more Amber Heard stuff. Johnny Depp was claiming that she was like sleeping with all of her co-stars. He called.
This is the weirdest. Screw the pandemic. This is the weirdest story of 2020. How Eric just does not care about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard.
Well, I just think. Well, I'm not a Johnny Depp guy because I don't really watch movies. Right.
Well, he's a mega star.
Yeah, A-lister. I think he's just a weirdo drug addict.
Okay, aren't you fascinated by some of the details?
Well, I don't really know Amber Heard. I just know her name, so I don't even know who she is. Is
she's
she
a
famous
little bit
actress?
Bald.
Yeah, she's just some hot actress.
Yeah, she's just a
like
smoke
what has she
show.
Been in?
Right.
What has she been? Name
I
one
could,
thing.
Couldn't
that
Amber name
Heard.
One thing she's been in.
Oh my god!
Exactly.
Now I'm gonna have to look up her IMDb.
Who cares what she's in? All I know is that she's dropping deuces in the middle of Johnny Depp's bed.
Well, there was a story, that was finally cemented the divorce when he found duty in the bed, and I don't know, maybe she too hammered or something. I don't know what it was.
EB, ever heard of Aquaman? Because she was in that one. That's a pretty big movie.
I never saw it.
There's transcripts of text messages where there's just the C words being tossed around nonstop. I mean, it's a show.
She was in Magic Mike. She's been in some movies I've heard of.
I don't understand how Eric's not into this story. It blows my mind. It's
well,
right up his alley.
Well, because I just don't know her, and I don't like Johnny Depp.
I don't really know her either, and I'm not the BFFs with Johnny Depp. It's just, it's titillating, all the details. And what she's doing with Elon Musk, allegedly.
Well, allegedly there were threesomes, but Elon denied all that. I mean, who knows? I know that he claimed that she was sleeping with, like, Channing Tatum. Apparently, the most interesting thing to me was Johnny Depp called Channing Tatum Potato Head, which I thought was a pretty good joke.
And that his nickname for Elon Musk is Mollusk. That's what
Mollusk?
He, yeah.
What is that for?
That's just his
an animal.
It's just, it's a like a sea creature.
Yeah. So,
well, you know what? That sea creature's got about $90 billion in the bank.
Right. So this is some big, massive divorce. I don't know. I haven't read any of the text. What are they saying in the text?
What about the Kanye Kim stuff? Like, Kanye looks like he's completely lost his mind.
Well,
right?
I don't like. It's like the Antonio Brown thing. Like, I feel like it's not even fair to say anything because he's clearly having a mental breakdown. Right. He's got severe problems.
I didn't see pictures. Did anybody actually show up to his presidential rally?
I don't know, but he was getting some airtime somewhere because I saw social media going crazy saying, oh my God, Kanye's losing his mind. So I don't know who was airing it. I don't know if it was just an online thing or I can't imagine like NBC or Fox News was covering it. He had some sort of campaign rally, right?
Yes, in South Carolina.
Right, right. So I don't know. He tweeted something about now he started to tweet that Kim tried to have him involuntarily put into a hospital. You know, would pull the Britney Spears on him, the 5150 cakes.
It's a great album by Van Halen from back in the day.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Valdez, you're gonna have to play some hits from that. The 9 o'clock
all right,
hour.
All right, here, Eric, here's some of them. Depp's calling Amber Heard a guzzler, not a gas guzzler.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He talks about a mollusk's crooked anatomy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That actually is pretty
interesting. Yeah. Why do you think I send you the link?
I don't know. I can't even
five
read
times
it.
The stories
week.
Are too long for EB. You got to do like a cake circle method.
I'm just not really into. I'm just not into Johnny Depp, and I don't know who Amber Heard is.
I know,
is.
But if I send you something 10,000 times, you'd think that you would look it over, and then
I do. I look at it.
Valdez, here's what you have to do. You have to do it disguised as a Liz Hurley story,
right?
And then you know he's going to open it.
Right. All right, got to take a break. Coming up next, we will talk about the Nationals. They open up the season in 2 days against the New York Yankees at home as they try and defend their World Series title. Byron Kerr covers the Nationals for Mass and joins us next here in the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.